things that took the place with good food into a great restaurant. Those three things are location, location, location. Things may be fine all around, but if they are in the wrong location, then you probably are even a dirty thing. Dear friends, our Lord's parable today uses the same idea as an allegory of the spiritual life. The sower sows good seed. There is no mention of wheat here, like we heard about in another gospel. God's word and all of God's creation are inherently good. But once in the world, that good seed may be scattered by a number of forces and come to rest in any number of locations. And just as the sower seeds may trample by men, eaten by birds, crowded out by thorns, or dried up for lack of moisture, God's rational creatures can receive His word only to lose it to the illusions of the devil, or to natural temptations, or to a preoccupation with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life. Unless something is done, only a fraction of the sower seeds will fall on the ground and bring forth the planted crop. Only a fraction of those who hear the word of God will do so with goodness of heart and bring forth the fruit of salvation. Hagar's description of earthly affairs is correct, of course. If we take the Christians of any given era, we will find some that fit into each of the categories described in the parable. Some will hear the word of God and draw spiritual profits from it. A few will draw a great deal of profit, others less, and some will set backs and negligence of God while ever moving closer. And some will draw no profit at all because of their location relating to the devil or to the cares and attractions of the world. In every past era, God gave every Christian the necessary graces so that all could have been saved. But when we look back in the prospect, we generally see a number of people who refuse to cooperate with God's grace. While we cannot judge the state of anyone's soul, we can say objectively that such people and they have lost their immortal salvation. And it's relatively safe to say that the same statement of prophecy will continue to take place in the future. But on the personal level of the individual, things are not so fatalistically determinism is not Catholic. The difference between humans hearing the word of God and receiving the soul by the sovereign is that we are capable of overcoming the chance situations of man. If we are on the good path, we are not supposed to back it. We don't have to await being thrown upon or eaten by the birds. If we fall among the thorns, we are not supposed to like it. We don't have to sit back and wait until being shot. The operative distinction is that no matter what our situation in the world might be, we with free will and intellect can do something to better it. Unlike the seed that simply must stay put and get active upon by the process of the world, we, so to speak, can change our location, supported by God's grace. We are capable of walking away from the devil, of distancing ourselves from temptation, and of separating ourselves from preoccupation with practical things. Obviously, dear friends, this spiritual change of location takes some effort. Open it up, we find that the things we know to be bad are difficult to give up and hard to move away from. Sometimes the effort has to go on for a long time. Indeed, it almost always has to go on for that time, for that is the nature of the spiritual life. We must always forward, otherwise we will fall backwards. If we become complacent in the thought that we have solved our problems, we probably have not. Dear friends, it's interesting to speculate about Saint Paul. We know that at that time he was an anti-Christian, a persecutor even of those attached to Christ. What do you think would have happened if, after being knocked down the road to Damascus by Jesus, he had done nothing more than go to the house of Ananias to be baptized and then went back to Tarsus to pursue his business, his trade as a tent maker? You think that Saint Paul, the tent maker, could have sustained the same spiritual life as Saint Paul knows? It had been possible that if Paul had not set out of the incredible adventure that we heard about this morning, that Paul might have wound up in the wrong spiritual location, that Paul might have become one of those seeds that withered or was chopped out by the cares of the world. Different books than Paul's story US, probably because few people are present to his heroic acts of sanctity. But nonetheless, it's instructive for us to be in the right spiritual location. We have to be continuously be on the move. We can't and we must imitate something. That is the purpose of our annual Lenten observation. To accustom ourselves to acting habitually for what's very and for our salvation and for the well-being and salvation of those around us, to train ourselves to put up with difficulties and setbacks and temptations of life while ever moving closer to Jesus. Saint Paul, we know, made several journeys about the world. But for most of us, the changes we have to make in our spiritual location are not geographical. They don't require passports or journeys on the ship. They may never even take us outside of our home and deviate neighborhood. But they are real journeys, nonetheless. And once again, let it be the time to dig in them and to make plans for future adjustments of spiritual location. Finally, let me point out another connection between Saint Paul and today's gospel. The good seed we are told is the word of God. Saint Paul went about the whole world trying to make sure that the good seed was planted everywhere. Yet, there are many people out there in the world, and probably in our own families, who have never heard the word of God, or at least never heard it stated in such a way as to convince them of the need to act upon it. Instead of blaming them, we ought to consider reaching some of those people as part of our own spiritual world. Not everybody can be an active missionary preacher like Saint Paul, but we can all know our faith and practice it publicly, so that the good example of the preacher man can do the preaching for us, and we can all pray for the propagation of the faith. Dear friends, we have the opportunity to change our spiritual location so that our good seed can bear abundant fruit. It takes effort on our part, and we know we are weak, often weak. So don't ever forget the words of God to Saint Paul: "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in thy weakness." Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son.